Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment, benefit, and mine. Our guests today are two members, our very proud to say, our two Memphis members of the Inventions Trio, who invite you to a CD release concert and celebration. It happens Saturday, February the 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Buckman Auditorium at St. Mary's Episcopal School at 60 Perkins Extended. And the concert is sponsored by the Friends of the Invention Trio in loving memory of Dr. Frank Osborne. We'll talk about that in a little while. And the concert is free and open to the community. No tickets are required, and seating will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Our guests today are the rhythm section and the horn section of the Inventions Trio, Marvelous Marvin Stamm and Alisa Horn. Good morning to both of you.
Hi.
Nice to be talking to Memphis again.
Right.
Yes.
On. Yeah, Alisa, you live in New York now.
Yes, I do.
You? And Marvin, you've been living in New York for forever.
I've been here since the end of 1966, but you know, I travel home quite a bit, or used to travel home quite a bit, to visit with my parents, yeah, and to visit with Alisa and her parents years ago before she moved to New York City. And so, you know, I always have one foot there. I still have family there, my brother and his son and yeah, wife and grandson. So I definitely have some my roots still there.
Yes, indeed. And the Inventions Trio newest album, this was 2008 when you put out one before, and I'm trying to remember when it was we heard you all at the GPAC.
That was 2 years ago already, in 2011, March, exactly 2 years ago.
Goodness gracious, I think I'm getting old because time is passing pretty fast. But,
it wasn't that much long after, I think, we did the GPAC that I came down and did the fundraiser for the station.
Yeah, I believe it was. And we were just looking at that. I was trying to figure the date, and it was, I thought it was 2009, but that was Russell Wilson. It was 2011 when you were here doing our fundraiser, I believe. Which everybody's just still talking about that. It was a great show.
I'll tell you what, it was a great time, and it always is to come home and play. And I know Alisa feels the same way.
Yes, yeah. I do.
Well, this CD now, this new CD, Life's a Movie. You got to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, Alisa, you go ahead and talk about
it. All right. Well, this is our newest CD, Life's a Movie, the title piece of the album. Was composed by Bill Mays, our other member of our trio. And it is a four-movement piece that is exactly as it sounds. It's four different, it's actually called Life's a Movie, Four Cues in Search of a Film. Mm. So it's for an untitled, unknown film. And it was commissioned by my father, Dr. Howard Horn, and his very good friend and our patron, Dr. Frank Osborne, who has since passed away. And Dr. Osborne also commissioned our two other original pieces that Bill composed for us. So he's a great supporter of ours and a lover of jazz. And so that's why this concert is also in memory of him.
Yeah. You know, this concept of it's patrons who got Rachmaninoff and Beethoven and these people. It was patrons who paid for their art. So this is this seems very appropriate that you have patron for the music that you do as the Inventions Trio.
Well,
yes,
you're right about that, Malvin. I mean, without people who really cared about the arts and supported it in some way, whether it's commissioning people to write music or even just coming to attend concerts, whether it's the symphony orchestra or chamber music or jazz in a club or a group like this, which is really a chamber music group. It's so important, you know, and the arts always contribute so much to a community, much more beyond what people generally see as the economic value, although there is that as well. But it's the way it brings people together in such a positive manner that's so important.
You know, it is the universal language, and there's no different sections in a concert. Everybody is there. Everybody's to enjoy. Everybody does enjoy the same things.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
This idea of a cello, however, with a piano and a trumpet, this is something that has not been tried too often. How's it going along so far? How's it going along so far?
Well, we've been together and playing for what, Alicia, for 6 years?
About six, almost 7 years, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's worked very, very well for our group. Alicia does, besides her boing and the typical cello playing, the technique that is required to do that, she also takes on the role as the walking bass, and she's very good at walking bass lines. We play not only classically sourced music, but also, besides the original compositions, we have a Bill Evans medley. We have a Monk, Thelonious Monk medley. We have all kinds of jazz pieces that we play, too, where her role is to work as a walking bass player. Mm. So it's worked out very well, and this is a very unique and very unusual instrumentation. There have been other groups, but I don't think they've used them in this particular manner before that I know.
Yeah, not I know either.
Yeah, by the way, if you just tuned in, this is Focus on the Arts, and we are talking with marvelous Marvin Stamm and Alicia Horn, and they are two members of the Inventions Trio. Bill Mays is the composer and the piano player for the group, and they are inviting you all to a CD release concert and celebration, and it is going to be Saturday, February the 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Buckman Auditorium at St. Mary's Episcopal School at 60 Perkins Extended here in Memphis, Tennessee. And talk to Cindy Yonker about that. And there is no, it's free and open to the public. I think that is outstanding as well. But you've got Chick Corea pieces that you've done. Bill Mays has been writing music now for movies and things. When I first saw that title, Life's a Movie, I thought, okay, you're going to use some of the themes and things that he's worked on over the years. Did you include any of them at all?
Not anything from his movie music. He's arranged, he's done the arrangements for all of these tunes, and he's contributed three suites now that we've done, the Delaware River Suite, Fantasy for trumpet, cello, and piano, and now Life's a Movie.
Which he does say, though, he has a whole note that is his film career of the past is what inspired him to write this piece for us called Life's a Movie.
Yeah.
So I guess that does play into what we are now doing and what he wrote for us.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so cool, a chamber jazz band, a chamber music jazz band.
Yeah. It's hard to pronounce.
and I know it's really, well, it doesn't seem hard to do. I remember watching you guys performing before, and it just flowed. The music flows, sort of like symphony music, actually.
Alicia is got, you know, classically trained person, but who's been brought up listening to jazz. And of course, Bill and I are both jazz musicians who are both classically trained.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of cross breeding there, I guess you'd have to say.
Yeah.
Lisa, how do you like living in New York?
I love it. I've been up here about 5 years. And just had my 5-year anniversary, so I guess you could call me a New Yorker now. and I love it. Mostly because I'm able to do pretty much every kind of music. As you know, I'm classically trained, so I'm still doing that. But I also am playing jazz, like with the trio, and I play on Broadway and do a lot of rock concerts with bands and recording, and I just think it's the best place to be able to play every kind of music, so it makes me happy.
Well, that sounds good.
I love it.
It's good to see you're having a good time and making it. James Hurt left here one time and he said, I'm going to New York and I'm going to gig or die, one or the other.
Yeah. That's kind of what it's like.
you sound like you're catching up with quite a few gigs, though.
Yes, I'm working on it. I mean, it's definitely, it's very difficult. A lot of ups and downs, especially the past couple of years. But you have to just keep trying and persevering and be positive and hope that everything will come to you and work out.
Yeah. And you've got the professor there with you, too. Marvin Stamm is
that's right.
he's the professor. Everybody, you know, wants his sound.
Well, I know.
We're all hanging in there together.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm still playing Riri off of Mystery Man. I just love that. You and Bob Mintz are working back and forth on that.
Yeah, that's a great tune. That's a great tune. That would work very well for the trio. I think I'm going to talk to Bill about that.
Yeah, you should.
I really think it would, too. I love that tune.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Well, Bob Mintz was such an amazing... just an amazing composer and player and fantastic, just fantastic. So
I told him one time when he was here playing with the Yellow Jackets and I got a chance to talk with him. And I told him that it was guys like him that made me put my saxophone down because I couldn't compete.
I know what you mean, but you ought to pick it up again. It's about time.
I might try it too. But now the CD is Life's a Movie. How many pieces on it? Is it a suite or is it different tunes? How is it set up?
Well, the Life's a Movie is four movements. It's called Four Cues in Search of a Film. And then we also have a Bill Evans medley, you would say, that has his pieces such as Turn Out the Stars and Interplay and Waltz for Debbie. And then we also have a Thelonious Monk medley with pieces like Straight No Chaser and a couple of his others, and Trinkle Tinkle. Mm. And then we have Spain, which Chick Corea, Spain. And so it's a real nice mix of all sorts of different music.
I love that tune, too, that Spain. It's can be very involved. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, once again, if you just tuned in to Focus on the Arts, we're talking to the Inventions Trio. Marvin Stamm, the wonderful one, on the trumpet. Alyssa Horn on the cello. And Bill Mays on the piano. I hadn't even mentioned the instruments until just now. But that's what we're talking about, the odd arrangement of musicians, of instruments, piano, trumpet, and cello. With Alyssa Horn, Marvin Stamm, and Bill Mays, who is not with us right now, but he will be here February the 9th, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Buckman Auditorium at St. Mary's Episcopal School at 60 Perkins Extended. And the concert is free and open to the community. No tickets are required. Seating will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. And this, again, is dedicated to Dr. Frank Osborne, who... was the mentor and sponsor of this group. What do you guys got going on after as you go along? Have you got a large touring schedule set up?
Well, Alyssa probably is going to be doing a new show eventually. Bill is actually, we're off into three different directions, I think, for a little while. I'm doing a number of university appearances and a few other things, a few things around New York. And I guess Bill has been traveling quite a bit. Yeah, I think he's going on vacation, isn't he, really?
Yes, I think he is. He's the lucky one.
Gets to go off. I think he's actually going to take about 3 weeks or so and go to Hawaii with his wife.
Yes.
We tried to get him to take the two of us, but no way.
No way. I asked him.
Well, when you
no
get
fun.
When you get here, you guys will have you can get here a little early and have a chance for a light vacation anyway.
We're definitely going to do the cozy corner, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to get our ribs.
Right.
Absolutely.
On. Well, once again, it's the Inventions Trio CD release concert and celebration. It is Saturday, February the 9th, 7:30 p.m. at the Buckman Auditorium at St. Mary's Episcopal School at 60 Perkins Extended. And there are no tickets required. The concert is free and open to the public. And it features Bill Mays on the piano, marvelous Marvin Stamm on the trumpet, Alyssa Horn on the cello. And they are going to be doing music from their new CD called Life's a Movie. And we are really looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to coming down and being with hometown folks again.
Yes, we are. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and Lisa, you got to tell everybody what it's like living in New York for 5 years.
I will. I'm a changed woman now.
I bet you are. Well, thank you both so much for being our guest on Focus on the Arts. We are looking forward to seeing you on February the 9th.
Thank you.
All right. Seeing you again, always, hometown.
Thanks, Mom.
Yes, thank you.
And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.